Good morning. Welcome to the Andy Summers Show on 92.5 XT, along with Andy and Dave Cruz, producer Donnie also in-house.
We're going to start playing this every day.
Very superstitious.
So, right, today is Friday the 13th, sorry. And Friday the 13th, which, you know...
Wait, it's Friday the 13th.
Right, but, like, no one cares about it anymore.
No.
What happened to Friday the 13th?
Yeah, I didn't even realize it till this morning. I woke up, look at my phone, and it has the date on it. Like, Friday. Like, normally, you would talk about it for a week, about all the superstitions
right,
and things like, you can do.
I feel like in school, it was a big deal. Everybody would be prepared. Like, you know, don't walk under a ladder on Friday the 13th.
I was always afraid to step on the crack on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Break my mom's back.
It's a whole thing. But that totally went away. And so this got us talking about... You know, a lot of things seem to just fall by the wayside that were big deals when we were growing up. Like, how about good luck charms?
Right.
Remember good luck charms? Like,
sure,
I don't know
time.
Anyone in the 80s who did not have a rabbit's foot.
Mm-hmm.
If you had a rabbit's foot today, I mean, people would be throwing... You'd
probably go to jail.
Yes.
Yeah.
It would be
the magic eight ball. Right,
And one thing, and Andy, because you have kids, so I don't know if they still even teach this in schools, because I have to write one check a month, and it takes me forever to write the words out on the check because I don't write cursive ever. Do they teach cursive in schools anymore?
My kids go to Catholic school. Okay. They still learn cursive. But I think that most public schools don't.
I don't think I even know how to make most of the letters. I just scribble and make a capital...
I'm confused by this, though, Dave, because first of all, you don't have to write in cursive on a check. You can print.
They're going to think I have issues if I'm just printing.
This conversation, though, won't raise any alarms.
Oh, you, the cursive police. Do you think you can still write cursive pretty well?
100%.
Right, I challenge you to a cursive off.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Donnie, can you get some paper?
Let me get some paper. Am I the teacher?
You're the teacher. So you're going to have to grade it.
And the big challenge is that you're going to have to find two pencils.
That's right, because you can't do it with a pen.
No.
It has to be like third grade cursive.
Yeah. And I have to find the answers.
Well, that's true, too. Yeah. So, but what other things? Okay, besides Friday the 13th, rabbit's feet, magic eight balls, cursive. What other stuff was a big deal when you were growing up that like kids today and even adults, they just don't even pay attention to it anymore?
Yeah.
There's got to be a lot of stuff, right?
I would think so. Yeah. Let us know. 215-263-6700. Good morning, XTU. Hey, what's something that was a big deal when we were growing up that is not now?
When I was younger, we had a lot of gel pens, and then we had those folders that had those big animated animals on them. And so it was all about who could get the coolest folder with, like, the sickest gel pen.
That's funny. You know, I think gel pens are making a comeback. And I don't
know if
you saw this on Facebook, but do you remember those pens that would write in silver and then it would outline in a color?
Yes. Yes.
Right? Like, it's somehow magic. But I see them on Facebook. Like, their ads pop up all the time.
They still make them?
I'm hoping to get some for Christmas. I'm hoping Santa is listening because those things are awesome. Yeah.
92.5 XTU. Good morning. Who is this?
Good morning. My name is John. Just commenting on the things that you pretty much grew up with that are now gone.
Uh-huh.
Reading analog time.
Oh, good one. Mm. Like looking at a clock that's actually a clock and not a digital clock.
Right. Like, I know they teach you in, like, second or third grade. But after that, schools are removing those clocks from schools.
Yeah, they don't even have them in there anymore. And you know, the other thing that's funny is that it has bred a generation of kids that don't know what terms like quarter after, quarter of.
Wow, yeah, I didn't even think about that.
They don't know what that means.
No, it's completely foreign to them now.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you try to explain like the big hand and the little hand, they think like you have a deformity.
John, that's a great point. Thanks so much.
No problem. Love you guys. Love your show.
The Andy Summers Show.
This is the People's Country Show. Is that cool with y'all?
On 92.5 XTU. Love you. Love your show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.